Recording in progress.
Okay, Johnny, want to kick this off?
Sure. Martin, I don't think it was a huge surprise to see a lot of changes in the lineup coming in today. Obviously looking for a response after the last couple of weeks. Did you feel like you saw improvement at least?
Yeah, I felt like I got the response I want. I thought it was improvement. I can only think of the goal that they had really had a shot inside the 18, so I thought we did a lot better there. We created chances, especially in the second half. We had them pinned in. We just nothing fell our way. I think Johnny had a great chance. Austin was in behind, had a really good chance. Marco did well, made a couple of good saves. So I think it was there for us. I think, you know, if you look at the game as a whole and the chances, I think a lot of people would say a draw would have been a fair result today at minimum. But, you know, got the effort I asked for. Now we need to produce that again next week because we're not out of this yet.
For sure. I guess maybe more to draw from this to build on going into that Ottawa game, which at this point is really everything, right?
Yeah. Ottawa is everything. If we can, no matter what they do today, if we can win, it comes down to the last game. That means if we win, they have to win. So everything to play for. That was my message to the guys. I'm not throwing in the towel by any means. We're going for it. Even if it's a must win, go for the win. I'm not going to lay down until it's mathematically impossible.
Tom?
Bit of an experimental midfield, if you'd say, change up a few things, and you put Ricci on the wing instead of Clem, and Gavin Lapierre in the cam position, which is something like completely new. I'm just curious what you thought of how that worked.
I thought it worked well. I wanted to do it for a few reasons. I thought I wanted more stability in the middle of the park. I think the three quality midfielders, Jeremy's our leading assist guy, so I thought if we can get him in those pockets, he can pick a pass. He's a really good presser and initiates the press well. Cavalry are typically a really good possession team, and I thought we were good in possession today, and we were able to, because of that midfield, able to hold possession a lot.
Harris and Max have kind of been your fullback combo for this whole year, but you switched things up today and Jonathan Grant returned and Kane Marin-Perreau was, started today. And I guess both for you 21 minutes and just having an extra great, left-sided fullback, that was just hard to come by having Caden play so well as a promising sign.
Yeah, I mean, we've been training Caden. He came more as a wingback, maybe winger, and I think he's got a future as a fullback personally. And I think that position suits him well. So we've been working with him for the last 3 weeks in training. He's been playing as a fullback, and I thought he did well today. I don't think he put too many feet wrong. There's a few little things in his game, getting tight early or reading some spaces, but when you're playing a new position, that can be difficult. So I think Rog helped him out. First half as a staff, we were able to help him out because he was right in front of us. But I thought he did a good job for us. He's got a lot of quality, and he's got good size, strength, and speed, so that was good. And, I part of the reason we wanted to make sure we had two U21s on, because now our minutes go down to 90 or maybe 105 or something, maybe just a bit less than that, and that's quite doable with one U21 and 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever it'll be. So we wanted to get it down so that we could play what we feel is our best team. And we've got a couple now. Caden's done well. We've got Noah as well that we're really comfortable with. So I think we've got options to get the minutes quite easily now.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
Well, next week you'll have some guys back from suspension, especially Mo. But to have a bigger selection for next week. As Paris said, there'll be, it'll be tough for you to select who's in the lineup and that, but it's a good thing to have such a wider choice. I guess, how good does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's good. I think, part of maybe why some of the slumping is if there's no competition for spots, it makes guys can relax a little bit. So competition for spots this week, guys, not just for the 11, for the 18. So, two guys coming back off suspension, and I left Trey out today, who's done a great job for us. Guys are playing for positions. It's the biggest game of our season, and it really is a cup final for us. So we've got to come with everything next week, and I'm looking forward to it. Should be a really good game because they're going to have to come and play too, so it'll be interesting.
How much looking over your shoulder are you doing? I mean, the U21 minutes is an interesting, so have to, in every game, try and juggle and get a balancing act right, looking at the results everywhere, else, what other teams are doing. You kind of have to be a little bit scientific with how you approach everything here.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've managed the U21 minutes, and we've got enough results to keep us in it. It's been difficult with the injuries, you know, the broken foot, the knee surgery, and the broken hand, which all at the same time kept U21s out of our squad for, I think, 4 weeks. We didn't have one on the bench, so it was that made it difficult, but we've been able to find a way and got some of these kids some, you know, valuable minutes for them and their experience. But I think they've all done a good job for us. You know, they work hard in training, they work hard in the games, and if they do make a mistake, it's not because of effort. You can live with that. And you can teach them and progress. So, yeah, it's been an underlying theme in the last month, 6 weeks. But, you know, I'm proud of the job that they've done and the guys rallying around them and working hard. So other than, you know, the previous two games at home, I think the team's been doing a good job. Now if we can get a result next week or win next week, it's still all to play for.
You call it spot on. Pre-game, said they score, they'll sit back and say, okay, try and break this down. Mm-hmm. It's kind of exactly how the second half played out. But what did you see in that second half that was encouraging ahead of next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, we came up with the right mindset. First and foremost, I think both halves. I think we came up with a good mindset. They tried to get on us early, had a few set pieces and other things, but I think the mindset coming out each half needed to be the way it was. You know, I think in the second half we were moving the ball quicker, which was pinning them back, and we were switching play better. And when you switch play, teams have to move. And when you switch play quick, you can find overloads and get into good areas. We got some good crosses in the box. We were causing them problems. You know, we tucked Ricci inside and left the wing for Johnny, and he was getting forward, and they were playing some good combinations. And I think Ricci had a great chance that he sliced wide. And who was that? Johnny. Another chance fell to Johnny, I think, was off a corner. I think it was Johnny, side footer, and just wasn't able to. It was almost like there's a lid on the goal in the second half. But, you know, we had a go at them. That's all you want. You have a go, and we did that today. We need to have a go next week and put everything out in the field and, you know, at least say that you gave everything you have.
Ridwan, you've been waiting patiently for the gaffer. Over to you.
Yeah, Martin, what could probably be the conclusion to what has been, you know, very disappointing? Three defeats on a bounce, not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought we were good enough today. The last two games we weren't, as far as the way we played. But we've got to find a way next week. It's, you know, we'll see how that game goes today because, you know, a win puts us maybe on top of them. And if they don't win, it changes as well that way. So, you know, it's been kind of out of our hands a little bit, but it's still in our hands up till today. So now we've got to wait and see what happens. But knowing if we can beat Ottawa next week, no matter what, we'll be within, I think, a point, even if they win. So you go in that last game, they have to get a result now if we do. So it's all to play for. Yeah, it's frustrating. It's maybe as the three games as a whole, it's not been good enough, but it's encouraging that performance today. We have to have a good week in training and come out and have a go next week.
And are the boys broken with the results and the turnout? How now chances of making it, you know, for the playoffs look very, very bleak?
No, I don't. I mean, I disagree. I don't think they look bleak. You know, we're 1 point back as it stands right now. Even if we go 4 points back, you beat Ottawa, which you've managed to do twice this year already. So, you know, hopefully that we... It's one of those teams that we match up well against, but you know they're a good side. We'll see how they do today, and then we'll attack the week the way we need to.
And finally, from me, you know, are you thinking about a second successive failure in making it for the playoffs? Does it eat you up?
If it happens, it'll eat me up. Yeah, but I'm trying to stay positive right now. That's all to play for. I'm not thinking about the negative or. What ifs? We need to come and perform next Sunday here and have a go. So, you know, it's, for me, it's all to play for. Stay positive. Keep looking forward. There's no point in thinking about what might happen.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks.
Yeah. See? Gotta stay positive, right?
Recording stopped.
Two more. Start thinking about what might happen.
Look, we just call up Uncle.